Craziest things billionaires buy. From mega yachts to holidays in space, here are just some of the crazy things to buy with your billions.
Mega yachts. If you're rich and you want everyone to know it, then there's really no option. You have to buy a super yacht. Or possibly a mega yacht, because super yachts are almost common now. Billionaires often say they do this to have privacy. But this is extremely public privacy, because your mega boat is very visible when it is in port. Unless, of course, you're Jeff Bezos, who discovered that his $500 million sailing yacht was too big for the Florida port he intended as its principal base. As a result, it's in the industrial port with the oil tankers. Size is everything with mega yachts. Bezos's is the biggest sailing vessel, but motor yachts get much, much bigger. Something of an obsession with Middle Eastern oil sheikhs and Russian oligarchs. Whoever has the biggest yacht never keeps the title for long, as the next one has to be even bigger, or what's the point in having one at all? This is probably why Russian oligarch Roman Abramovich has ended up owning 16 yachts and vessels in total. His biggest at 162.5 metres, Eclipse, beats that of fellow Russian billionaire Alisher Usmanov by an all-important 6 metres. Unfortunately, that's still not long enough to beat the 180.6 metre Azam, owned by a member of the United Arab Emirates royal family. But Abramovich's mega yacht Eclipse has anti-missile defence systems and pirate-proof safe rooms. This is probably why the final cost of his yacht was a reported $1 billion.
Holidays in space. There was a time when being in the jet set was sufficient to mark you as rich. Ha! Mass tourism ruined all that, and even simple millionaires now travel by private jet to avoid the horrors of ordinary air travel. Naturally, as a billionaire, you need your own jet, ideally a top-of-the-range Gulfstream G650ER at $65 million, like the one Jeff Bezos uses, or an Airbus A340-300 like Russian oligarch Alisher Usmanov, only $300 million, and with room for 277 close friends, or one very large ego. But really, as a rich person today, you need to leave the planet, don't you? Space tourism is very much a thing for the billionaire class now, with several options available. For only $450,000, you can go into suborbital space with Virgin Galactic, which is high enough to experience zero gravity and see the planet. But it's not really taking you into space. You'll always risk being embarrassed by someone at the party saying, "Oh, you didn't go to the International Space Station, ISS? Such a shame." Because you can. Jeff Bezos' rocket company, Blue Origin, offers orbital space flights of the Earth for a minimum of $1.4 million, with one seat selling at an auction for $28 million. And for just $55 million, billionaires have started traveling to the ISS on private charters of Elon Musk's SpaceX rockets. SpaceX tourists can't, however, access the Russian part of the ISS. The Russians have been operating their own ISS tourism business for decades already.
Luxury bunkers. Billionaires are often a little paranoid. The more money you have, the more you fear losing it, apparently. That said, given the unpredictability of Russia under Vladimir Putin, it is not surprising that Russian oligarchs systematically fit their London supermansions with bulletproof glass. America's tech billionaires don't have that problem, but they do have existential anxieties. First, they are seriously worried that artificial intelligence and their own economic power will cause us to revolt against them. But there's also nuclear war, pandemics, zombie apocalypses, The list is long, and they want to be ready. So they need bunkers. According to American billionaire and LinkedIn co-founder Reid Hoffman, more than half of Silicon Valley's billionaires have already got one, ideally far from the rest of the world. Their plans often involve self-sufficient underground bunkers, such as the one Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg is building on his top-secret Hawaiian estate. His place includes bomb-proof doors, so he's really anticipating trouble. Or you can just buy an island, like Larry Page of Google, who bought 97% of the Hawaiian island of Lanai for $300 million in 2012. It seems he is nervous about that 3% he doesn't own, however, because he's bought at least four other islands around the Caribbean. After all, they can't get you if they don't know where you are.
Immortality. We all know there's one thing no amount of money can save you from: death. But that's because we are just stupid, ordinary humans. Many tech billionaires do not agree that death is inevitable and are doing their best to avoid it, or at least postpone it for a few decades. Several years ago, some of them started getting seriously muscular. Amazon's Jeff Bezos went from nerd to action man. Mark Zuckerberg can now do 200 push-ups and even wins jiu-jitsu competitions. Meanwhile, Twitter founder Jack Dorsey has a daily regimen of one meal a day, ice baths, 2 hours of meditation, and no food at weekends. What we don't know is to what extent they may also be benefiting from cell rejuvenation research using things such as stem cell technology, gene editing, and hormone treatments. Why might they be? Well, they have invested billions in various labs seeking a solution to aging. So, if something seems to work, you can be sure that they plan on being the first to benefit. And if that doesn't work, there's also serious money going into realizing the classic sci-fi idea of uploading one's consciousness into the digital realm. The ultimate luxury product to buy yourself as a billionaire? Time.